Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous if you want to be on the show. It's called Strictly Anonymous because everyone remains anonymous on my show. If you don't want to be anonymous, you don't have to be, but I do change everyone's voices that want to remain anonymous. If you want to be on the show because you have an interesting, secret, naughty life that you want to talk about, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a confession that you want to leave on my confessions hotline, you could call that number 24/7. You have 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change all the voices on the confessions to the number 347-420-3579, 347-420-3579. Some of those confessions make it on a confessions episode. The rest get posted on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really great place. I have three different tiers since this is a hoser episode about a female hoser. You're going to want to know about my hoser tier, okay, on my Patreon. What you get over there for just $5 a month if you're a hoser is all my episodes early and ad-free. You get all the anonymous picks of all of my guests. Plus, you get an exclusive extra episode once a month. Since I've been doing my Patreon for many years, you get all those extra episodes that I aired previously. So when you sign up, there'll be probably 50 extra episodes up there already that you missed that are there to listen to, as well as you get one extra one a month exclusive that nobody else hears. I do contests over there. There's other like-minded hosers, and you also get access to my Discord where people get super naughty. There's a, on my Discord there, you could see pictures of my guests. You could see naughty pictures of my listeners. And then there's a hoser and a crossdresser tier channel over there where you could see a lot of content and post your own stuff and talk to other hosers, and there's a lot of action on my Discord. So you're going to want to check it out. You get all of that for just $7 a month. It's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Now today I have on Melanie. Is Melanie a female hoser? Well, Melanie is going to be the woman of your dreams. Okay, you're going to fall in love with Emily. First of all, she's French and she's got like the hottest accent. Second of all, she's beautiful, and you will see anonymous pics of her over on my Patreon. But she called in to talk about the fact that she was always like super into wearing pantyhose. Where she lives, it's like kind of like commonplace to wear them. She was always into figuring out what she was going to wear when she grew up. It was like this thing that she was like really into. She had her like future self wardrobe always in her mind, and it included hose. And then once she got a little bit older, she started to research the whole pantyhose fetish. She was so interested in why guys were obsessed with pantyhose. She didn't really understand why women wouldn't wear pantyhose for men. And the more she researched it, the more she came across pics and content of men wearing pantyhose. And it turned out that now she is into it. She loves nothing more than a guy wearing pantyhose. She thinks it's hot. She does have an OnlyFans. She's got an Instagram. Like I said, she's hot herself. You're going to love her. She's the real deal, okay? And you're going to get that when you listen to this episode. She did so much research. She's so curious. She's so open-minded. And she's so into pantyhose, both wearing them herself as well as seeing a guy wear them. So you're going to love her. And if you want to see anonymous pics of her, you're going to go to my Patreon. All the links are there, as well as her links are going to be there, because you're going to want to sign up for her OnlyFans. My hosers who have signed up, give her a big fat stamp of approval. They talk about it being like the best OnlyFans ever. So if you want that extra content and to talk with her, you're going to join her OnlyFans. All the links to everything will be in the description. I'm going to be right back on with Melanie.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Melanie. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Hi, Cassie. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming on, because I'm going to be straight up, Melanie. You signed up for my... I'm going to be straight up and just be honest with you straight off the bat before we get into your fascinating story. My hosers are going to love you, okay? You signed up for my hoser tier on my Patreon, and I was like, this woman is saying she's Melanie from France.
Yes.
And she's into pantyhose, and I'm like, I think this is a guy. I honestly didn't believe that you existed. And then I was like begging you to come on my show, and you kept putting it off. And I'm like, this is now I really don't believe her because she's putting it off. And then you actually booked way in advance, and I'm like, she's never gonna show up because this is a lie. And then you fucking called,
of course.
Here you are, the real deal, as cute as you look on your Instagram page with all your pantyhose, right? You have an Instagram page. We are going to talk all about pantyhose and you. What's really special is this is going to be aired exclusively to my Patreon members. What's going to be really cool is that you are planning to eventually start an OnlyFans, but you haven't done it yet because you really want it to be done right and everything. And what you're going to do is create some stuff and put it up on your OnlyFans and offer it all, like for free or something, right, to all my Patreon members to go in there and critique and help you to figure out what you should do and how you should do it.
Yes, I'm going to, I already have a page with my username that I created a few months ago. And I feel like after this episode, I'm going to work on this and have a page available for a very low price, probably the lowest price possible to put on OnlyFans. And yes, and have new users if they want to join, see what I can, see what I do and what I offer.
Right. So they get in early at a really low price, and then they could, what yes. I suggest for them to do, because I talked to you a little bit before we start taping, and you're like very overly mm-hmm. thinking everything, and you really want to make sure this is right. And I think really what my hosers need to do for you is give you their opinion and help you out to
yes.
really let you know that you're doing the right thing. And this is what guys like them want to see. And you're not just you're not a girl that just wants to be an OnlyFans person. You're a girl, and this is where we're going to start with your story, has been wearing pantyhose and loves pantyhose since you're like a little girl.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So yes, I live in Paris, France. So here, as I guess a lot of your hosers and most of the time in Europe, it is pretty common for girls and women to wear pantyhose. It's not a special thing. I'm nothing special. Your hostess may be thinking right now, oh, wow, she's wearing pantyhose all day, every day. That's true, but I'm not unique in my country. So as a little girl, so my mom had a lot of difficulties to have me. So when I was born, she loved to dress me, make me all pretty for school. And part of that was making me wear pretty dresses, pretty skirts. And of course, with that comes the pantyhose. So I was wearing as a little girl the patterned pantyhose, the colored pantyhose. I was a very calm child, so I wasn't running everywhere. So it was pretty easy for my mom to buy things and know that I would not ruin them after a few wears. So as a girl, I was always wearing them as a fashion accessory, but also as a more of a comfort thing. I guess as a little girl, you play with kids, other kids, you run, and you don't want your panties to show to be seen by other people. So these tights on my legs were like a protective thing. That's weird, and that's even weirder now that I know that for some men, it's definitely not a prude thing to wear. Actually, it's sexy for them. But as a little girl, this is how it was for me. So it never crossed my mind that men would be aroused by this. So I was never self-conscious. Let's say the crease of a tights I might be wearing would show, or if the contour top would show over my skirt. It just never crossed my mind that it could be a thing for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've worn the pantyhose until I was maybe 12 years old, and then the trend here in France was more the baggy jeans, the skinny jeans. So I stopped wearing tights and pantyhose. And I'm sorry if I'm using pantyhose and tights at the same time. Because
No.
I
we
don't
know that. We all know. Yeah. We all know you're talking about the same thing. And because where you're from, they say tights, collants, right? But those are pantyhose.
We say collant. Collant. Yeah. One word. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. No matter the denier we're talking about, this is just collant. So I wasn't wearing any skirt and any dresses in between 12 years old and 18 because I guess at that age, I didn't want to gain attention from the men. I just was a kid that was not interested in men, especially men my age. That's another story.
Oh, no, we're going to get that story because
I know
you got a little BDSM backstory, too, that my hosers will love. Okay, anyway, go on.
A little one. Don't get too excited. But yes, so I was not interested in men my age during that time. I was into my teachers, into men I would see outside. So yeah, not into men my age, and I didn't want attention from them. So I was just wearing the jeans, denim jeans and pants. And then at 18, I started working for 1 year. I stopped studying for 1 year, but I knew I was going to study and do a very intensive preparation to go into a very good business school. So I knew I had to earn money for 1 year to prepare for that, and that was the time for me to decide what wardrobe I would like for my future self. So I had to decide whether I was going to buy the trendy clothes or if I was going to buy clothes that I could actually wear for years, for 10, 15 years. And just for your information, my body hasn't really changed since I was, let's say, 15. I'm very small. I'm very petite. I'm 5'3" and pretty thin. So clothes that I was wearing back when I was 15, I can still wear nowadays. And I'm 30 years old.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. So,
yes. My family makes fun of me because sometimes I would hang out at the house and I would wear like a T-shirt that my mom bought for me when I was 15. She's like, why? Can't you just get new clothes? So, yes, funny. My body hasn't changed. Of course, my hips are fuller right now. But, yes. So at 18, I already knew that I was not going to change drastically. So I decided that I would only buy pieces of clothes that I would be able to wear for a long time. And I always had in mind this image of me being a very feminine woman when I grow older. So wearing the very sexy dresses, tight dresses, pleated skirts, stilettos at the office. So of course, that was just my imagination at that time. But I started kind of creating for myself a wardrobe that, in my sense, could be timeless. So part of this was getting skirt, dressing, and of course, tights to go with. Because I live in a big city. This is Paris. It's not summertime. I mean, I guess people from the U.S., especially from the West Coast or Florida, they cannot imagine wearing tights on a daily basis because it's so hot there. And I guess the culture there is more of being bare-legged outside. But here in France, you would see women with their bare legs only in summertime, and that's it.
Spring has sprung, and the summer's just around the corner. Now, I don't know if you're like me, and you're totally hornier in the warmer weather. Well, if you are, then you need to download the Dipsy app. Dipsy is an app full of short, sexy audio stories. No matter what you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has something for you. They bring hot scenarios to life with killer soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about all kinds of super hot and super heavy hookups. They literally have hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release content every week. So in between listening to your fave stories again and again, you could always find something new to explore. They also have sleep stories and wellness sessions and sexy written stories as well. And they also have what I love most about Dipsy, their jump to the action button. So if you're super horny and you want to get right to it, you just press a button and it takes you right to where the action starts. So what are you waiting for? Go get Dipsy now. And for listeners of this show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. dipsystories.com/strictlyanon. Or just go to the description, click on the link, and get 30 days of free access. Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
And that's it. Otherwise, they're wearing the pants or tights with a skirt and dresses. So I start creating this wardrobe, and I mean, it's not something special. So I need to be clear about that. I started listening to your podcast 2 years ago, and I guess I found you on the Apple podcast, probably looking for keywords related to BDSM, listening to one episode and thought, oh, that's cool. I want to listen to more of her episodes. And I ate everything. So like a Netflix show, I started listening to everything. And I remember very vividly when I was listening to the first fetish podcast, Friday Fetish podcast of yours that I listened to. And a guy was saying that basically in the US, women don't wear tights. And I thought, come on, that can't be real. That can be real. I mean, I was in my mind, I was pretty sure that in the US, the trends were the same as in France, and that, of course, not every woman is wearing tights on a daily basis, but some women are. It can be real. And I thought, okay, that's just his fetish. He's one man. Maybe there are a thousand of them like him in the world, but that's it. He's like unique. So I kind of didn't believe him. And then, of course, as I started listening to more of your episodes, I realized that it is a thing. And that, yes, apparently in the USA and other countries, some women really don't wear tights at all.
Crazy, right?
So, yes, absolutely. I might be quite unique because I do wear them on a daily basis when I go to the office. That's almost like a uniform for me, sometimes during the weekends. So, but in France, even a woman who's not like me will wear them maybe a few times a month. That's not weird here. So for me, hearing that in the US, like, it is so rare to see a woman wearing them, it was very surprising.
Yeah, even with those episodes, you hear these men, they're begging their girls. Yes. They tell them that this is what I really want, and they still won't. I mean, that's terrible.
Yes, that's so weird to me because as a woman, I sometimes think about, okay, if I meet someone and he asks me to do some crazy things, so I know this podcast is already crediting himself, so of course nothing is crazy here, but yes, if he asks me to do some gangbangs or to be out wife or I don't know what am I going to do? What if I can't take it? What if I want to do it, but I can't take it? But here, these men are just asking for their women to wear pantyhose. That's it. That's so easy. And they are pleased and everything will be perfect. That's a dream to me. Like, if I could, of course, I'm not going outside asking for men if they are into pantyhose and if you should date. But if I could meet someone who is into this, I mean, life would be perfect. I won't have any work to do. So, yes, that's so good. Yes. So to me, that's weird how these women would refuse to wear them for their men. That's such an easy thing to do to please someone. I just don't get it. That's something I noticed.
Yeah, so you start listening to more and more, and you realize that it's like, it's not,
yes.
That guy wasn't uncommon. It's like across the board, especially here in the States. Mm-hmm. And in other countries.
Yes. So I listened to more episodes, and so that's when I realized that other things seemed crazy to me. Like, for example, some men get aroused by just hearing women saying tights or pantyhose, just hearing them. That's crazy. Like, I myself don't get aroused by hearing some men saying things. So I just don't get it. I can't grasp it. So all of these little things kind of pushed me to join your Patreon. And because I wanted to know more, I wanted to understand what's going on in their mind for real. So I think I joined in last July. And I started kind of binge listening to all of your previous Hoser's episodes that are exclusive on there. And I was also reading the comments underneath because people there are very participative. They ask a lot of questions to the people that were on the episode. They communicate with each other. And that's when I realized that they're really into this. That's just crazy. I started reading, you know him, because he's been on many podcast episodes. John?
Oh, John Smith. He loves you. Yes. He emailed me today. Yeah. He has been telling me, wait, just so you know, he has been arguing with me, telling me that I'm wrong, that you're definitely a girl, that he's seen your pics.
Oh my God.
He completely believes you, that you've emailed him. He thinks you're the fucking best. Yeah. And he's like, no, it's really a girl. I know.
because we've been exchanging. Well, at first, we were answering to each other in the comments section, and I thought, okay, Kathy is probably getting notification every time we answer to each other. That's enough. I don't want to spam you. So I said, okay, maybe we should just exchange through emails. So we started doing this. I couldn't answer to him in September because I was super busy, but we started again a few days ago. And yes, that is just super interesting to me to understand that. And he gave me like a whole new perspective on this. He told me two times that when I dress myself, when I look at myself in the mirror, I see everything. I see what I'm wearing, my breast. I'm small breasted, so it doesn't really matter in my case, but I see my legs, I see my heels, I see my hair, I see everything, and I find it beautiful. So why wouldn't I put attention and realize that my legs also can be beautiful with my tights? And he's right. I never realized this because I have said before, until now, I've only worn pantyhose because of style and because of comfort. I don't want people to see my panties when I am in the public transportation or if there's some wind in the street. I don't want this. So until now, that was just for those reasons. But if I think about it, these tights also really make my legs look more beautiful. That's true. Like most women, I guess, I have some ingrown hairs sometimes. I have some scars. My skin is pretty thin, so you can see my veins more than that you could see on other women's legs. So tights for me are a way to kind of add like a makeup touch to my legs, and I do feel more comfortable with them.
That's what my hosers taught me too. Like, why does a woman, especially in America, right? Because where you live, they're doing it anyway, but you don't even realize you're doing it.
Yeah.
But here, why do we put cover up and foundation on our face to make our skin look flawless, yet we don't, our legs are so, there's so much more of it showing, right? That we don't go and make that flawless. And all you need is a really killer pair.
Your body.
All you need is a really killer pair of pantyhose to really change. It totally changes the game. It can make your legs look perfect. And that's what these guys like. That's what it's all about. It's just taking the leg, which is hot to begin with, and making it like perfection.
Yes, absolutely. So I don't know where I was going with this, but yes, so I joined the Patreon and started reading all these comments. And also, John, at some point, I think, I'm not sure about this, but I think it was on Fly Miranda episode that you had. I think John said something along the lines of, but what would she think about a man wearing them, the tights? Would she still feel attracted to them? Things like that. And I thought about it for a long time, and I mean, at that time, I thought, okay, I could do with it if my future man would wear them. I could do with it, but I wasn't sure about it. And then you posted a picture on your Patreon of a dancer, very muscular dancer wearing tights. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
It was
about.
A few weeks ago. Yes. Uh-huh. So, and I thought, okay, actually that's hot. That's hot to me. So I cannot say that I have a fetish. Because again, that's what you always say. But I realized at that moment that, okay, that's hot. His muscles on his legs are super well-defined. I mean, initially because he's a dancer, but it is even better now that he's wearing the tights. And then I went to the Discord that you have able for the patroners. And on there, I saw so many videos of couples and especially men wearing the tights. And that's when I realized that, okay, actually, if my future man is also into that, I would be into it, absolutely.
You could totally get down. Because just looking at it turned you on. Like, you could tell that, interesting.
Yes. So that's what I told John before on one of my last emails, is that when I look at women, because I'm absolutely not interested in women, I can find them beautiful, but I'm not attracted to them at all. So when I look at pictures of a woman wearing pantyhose, I can think, okay, that looks good. That looks good on her. She's pretty. Her legs are beautiful, but I'm not going to get aroused by it. But now, whenever I go on the Discord or if I'm scrolling on Reddit, if I see pictures and videos of men wearing pantyhose, I can get aroused by it. Because the same way the tights make their muscle on their legs more defined, I'm going to say it, but their penis also is more defined. I mean,
like their cocks. You're talking about like their private area. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know why I'm shy about
it. No, I like it. It goes with your vibe. You're very like classy and everything. You don't need to talk dirty. It's cute. Like it goes with your whole style. Go on.
No, but that's what I meant. So their cock is definitely more beautiful in my eyes when they are wearing the tights.
Oh my God, you just gave every hoser listening a fucking hard on right there. But you know what's so interesting about this, Melanie? It really goes to show that this could happen for other women. You didn't even know that you would feel that way. It wasn't until you started investigating and doing this research. I love how you roll. I love how your brain is, how curious you are. I love even when you were a little girl, that story you told of how you envisioned the way you would be when you were older. You knew you'd be classy and dressed a certain way. Like, I just love the way you're wired and the way your brain thinks. When that same part of you that was already thinking about who you're going to be when you're older is the same part of you that came to my Patreon to do all this investigation work and everything. And then look, through that, just by being open-minded and curious, because I think curiosity drives you, you want to know, realize, oh, this is something that could turn you on. And you weren't that way before. Like, it changed by just being open and curious and looking into it. So that could happen for other women.
Yes, I would have never imagined that before. I think it could have definitely happened to so many other women. The thing is that this fetish is so unknown. Like the feet fetish, everybody knows about it, right? But pantyhose, like, really never crossed my universe. Like, and I can tell you, I'm scrolling a lot on Reddit, on the non-safe for work Reddit part of it. I'm scrolling a lot on Twitter. I'm reading a lot of romance novella, the dirty ones, not the sexy ones. So it just never crossed my universe. Like, really, no one ever talked about it. So the first time I came across it was on your podcast. And that's when I thought, what? All that time I've been wearing tights and I felt like I was more prude, more conservative. And all that time, men, maybe I've been washing me, not because I was just wearing skirt and dress, but because I was wearing tights.
Yeah, that was making you hotter. Yeah, and that's what was making you hotter, as opposed to covering you up more like you thought.
Yes. For me, being bare legs is more provocative. I don't do it often, and I almost never do it, because even in summertime, I wear these toe-less tights, They are very sheer. There are 5 or 10 deniers, so people can tell that I'm wearing them, but still they make my legs look prettier, in my opinion. And since they are tallest, whenever I'm wearing sandals, people can still see my pedicure very clearly. So they just can't tell I'm wearing them. And that's more comfortable.
Wait, they're toeless? Like they just, where do they cut off? Like right before your toes? And then they go all the way up?
Yes. I mean, many brands do them nowadays. People, hosers probably know that Wolford do them.
Oh, they do?
They're more expensive. Yes. Yeah, yes. I got one from them. And then Calzedonia, they do them too. So many brands do them nowadays. And it's pretty practical because people can tell. And it just stops right before your toes, so you can wear sandals, open-toed shoes, and no one can tell.
Hey, hosers. I got a surprise for you. My sponsor for today's Fetish Friday episode is Laybelle, the sexy, all-inclusive hosiery brand that's disrupting the industry. Nearly 50% of their customers identify as male or non-binary, aka hosers. Some are buying for themselves, some are buying for their girlfriends, but everybody loves their super soft Italian-made pantyhose. And it's not just about style. Laybelle uses a patented seamless design that utilizes proprietary 3D knitting and anti-rip technology, which gives a revolutionary second skin feel that's size and gender inclusive. Now, I know all you hosers know exactly what that means. With a full range of classic colors, patterns, sheer and sexy nets, these tights are perfect for any occasion, from the bedroom to the club, under your pants, at the office, and everywhere in between. Laybelle has something for you. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself a couple pairs. And for listeners of the show, Laybelle is offering 25% off your whole order, okay? So order up, because you're going to get 25% off if you use my code STRICTLY. Use it at laybelle.co. That's LEYBELLES.co. Use my code STRICTLY at laybelle.co for 25% off your whole order. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. That's 25% off. Use code STRICTLY or just go to the description and click on the link. I love that. I see that now.
And also you don't sweat in your, I remember Robert Sefko, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, but he said that it makes sense. And I agree with him that we would wear them even in summertime because we get more sweaty in the feet area. And I don't like having this sweaty sensation in between my feet, my foot and my sandals. So wearing tights just make everything more practical because I'm still dry.
Yeah. And it shows, look, the way that what I'm looking at is that it goes right between, it kind of hugs in the middle of your thumb and the other toe, right? Like it is so that it stays up and that's where it's holding it. Why have I never been told about these toeless hose? Because
they're
one time,
so great.
Now, Melanie, I don't know if you looked back enough, far enough in my hoser thing. One time, my hosers, when I first started my Patreon, right? I was like you, I didn't even know this existed. And I wasn't like you in that I was wearing them. But I knew that this was a big fetish and I created this Patreon and I needed content for my guys. And I decided to start wearing pantyhose and do reviews for them. But I was always, I'm a very honest person. I'm like, I don't fucking like them. Now I do. I totally really like them. I changed just like you. But I slept in them once for a whole week.
Okay. And I never did that.
Yeah, I did. I tried it. Okay. And I was very surprised that it was like totally fine. I love the way my legs felt against each other as opposed to sleeping like naked and just having like the skin on skin contact. It's nice to have that glidey sensation. The only thing that bothered me were the toes. So I was like, everyone's going to be horrified. I cut the fucking toes off. That's what I did.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. And then people sent me, oh, and I'm like, what's the resolution? People are like, oh, they have ones where your toes go into little pockets. Nobody told me at that time that they have these sheer tight summer hosiery that has the little feet cut out. This is the answer to
my
prayers.
Yes, now they have to send you some of them.
Yes, I gotta put, I'll put one on my wish list. Yeah. So wait, let's go back to your story. I love it. So wait, so now you've been talking to John Smith, right? And you've been now. Okay, so now that you're talking to all these hosers and you realize you're like getting turned on and you would be totally down mm-hmm. with a guy, like how does it eventually translate to you starting like an Instagram and stuff?
So because I'm wearing them on a daily basis, I have them on my legs anyway. So the only, sometimes people on my Instagram DMs ask me, are these your real outfits? And I say yes and no. The only fake stuff you see are the stilettos. I live in Paris. I take public transportation. I cannot walk with 7-10 centimeters heels in the subway. That's not possible. Okay, I'm not gonna lie about this.
It's not fashionable to be walking around like that's not the Parisian vibe. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah.
It's not a city vibe.
Yeah, and I don't want to end up with bunions on my feet in a few years. So I don't want that for myself. So yes, everything is real except the heels. So this summer I thought, okay, I'm already writing this. Why not start an Instagram page? And as I told you before, I've been thinking for the last month about starting an OnlyFans. I've been dating and I thought, okay, I'm just going to try the Instagram thing. If I like it, good. Maybe I can take it. I don't know how to say it. So if it works for me, if I'm fine with the Instagram thing, I can start maybe a YouTube channel and then see if I'm feeling like starting an OnlyFans. Part of it, to be totally frank with you, is the fact that I don't feel like I'm sufficiently good enough in English. That's, oh my God, that's the worst way to say it. But yes, I feel quite uncomfortable speaking English, but I still want to reach a larger audience, which is, I know, very contradictory. So I guess I'm going to have to make choices. But if people are fine with me, my accent, then I might start a YouTube channel and do this OnlyFans thing.
Oh, my God. You're crazy. So, first of all, your accent is a part of the whole vibe. You're crazy. It adds so much more to it. It doesn't take away. It's adding to the whole thing.
I don't know. Maybe some listener already stopped listening to this because of this.
Definitely not.
You're going to have so much editing to do after that.
I'm sorry. You live in Paris. You don't get how hot the French accent is, okay? We in America fucking love it, okay? Guys are drooling over your accent. Yeah.
So I'm going to trust you. So, yes. So I thought, okay, I'm going to start this Instagram thing. Just share my outfits. I'm just going to add in the sexy stilettos, right? Because I guess that's what they want to see. I did a little bit of benchmarking and so, okay, the other girl are doing this. I'm going to try doing that. And that's it. It doesn't take a lot of time because I'm already wearing this. So why not? I'm getting a lot of compliments. So what we didn't get to talk about until now is that I think I'm a little bit of an exhibitionist. So I guess doing this on Instagram is kind of a safe way to do this.
Oh, okay.
I'm not naked. I'm just getting the nice compliments from men and women also. So that's enough for me right now. So maybe doing more YouTube OnlyFans will help me indulge into this a bit more. But for now, this is enough.
But so it kind of turns you on a little bit, getting that attention?
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, okay, maybe not every woman likes that, but I'm happy at the end of the day when I see that people liked what I put on my Instagram. They say that it made them feel great, that they like it. And I'm not naive. I know that they say the same thing to all the other girls, so don't worry about that. But I'm still feeling really great about doing this right now. So as long as I feel good about doing this, I keep doing it. And the day I don't feel happy about it, I stop. That's it.
And you want to do like reviews and stuff, right, on your YouTube channel?
Yes, because I have so many. You have no idea. I mean, hosers probably understand me when I say this. I get new sites, okay, almost every week. I'm very precocious with my stuff, so I very rarely get runs in them, so I can keep them for a long time. But I'm always scrolling on websites, shopping online, and getting new ones. And to be honest, that's stupid because I know that for most people, they all look the same. But what can I do about it?
No hoser would ever call that stupid. They're like, that's hot as shit, okay? The reason why you just started your Instagram and you already have 5,000 followers is because you're the opposite of everything that you think about yourself, okay? You don't realize how much and how much you have a natural instinct for this. And I think it is because a big part of this is natural for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like just being put on for the fuck of it. Like, you're here to stay and story is very real, and that you came to this already somebody that was wearing it and always wanted to look that way and dress that way for two reasons, like you said, fashion and comfort. But eventually it did become slightly sexual and you realize it was provocative and you like the attention and you're a young girl and you love pantyhose. I mean, you spend your time shopping online and buying them. I mean, whatever you're doing on your spare time when no one's fucking paying you, that's like your real, that's the stuff that you're really into. Do you know what I mean? You're not doing it for no,
absolutely.
That's how you know you're really doing the right thing. You said to me before we started taping, like, I just want to make sure if I do an OnlyFans that I'm doing it for the right reason. And I just think that as long as there are a lot of people out there that are doing OnlyFans for the wrong reason, just for the fucking money, because they think it's quick, easy money. I put up a picture, I'm going to make some money.
Oh, it's
so
not
easy. Yeah, exactly. It's not. But if it's something that you really enjoy and it's a passion for you, then it's so smart to do it. And why not? Because you were on my Patreon for 2 years investigating all of this stuff for $0, for nothing, for your own curiosity, for your own interest, and then eventually for your own kind of like turn on. And so that just means that it's just like a real natural thing for you, which to me comes through in your Instagram page. It's probably why you have so many followers. It's going to come through on your YouTube account. I have talked to many different people on OnlyFans and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I know a fucking fake from the real deal. And the real deal people, and it's no different in podcasting. Like, I love to talk. Like, this is obviously what I love to do. And that's why my that's why my show is successful, because I was doing this for 7 years to make no money.
Yes.
Because I just love it. Like, those people will always rise to the top. So I really believe if you really turn on that OnlyFans and get really into it, you will be super successful because you're the real deal. You're doing it for the right reason. And my hosers are so fucking lucky that you're a part of their community, because you really, I mean, you should be like the fucking queen. You're like the queen for them.
No, I'm having a lot of fun on the Patreon. That's very instructive. When you're trying to understand this fetish for real, it is super instructive and interesting to first understand these men and also understand myself. But yeah, what I wanted to say about this OnlyFans thing is that, yes, I don't want to make it for the wrong reasons, but also what kind of got me interested in starting this OnlyFans the last few months is maybe part of me, okay, is an exhibitionist, so I want to show off myself, okay? This might be true. And also, when I was doing my benchmarking and seeing what other girls were doing on their paid pages, I saw so many of them doing like these jerk off instruction videos and having all these little fun scenarios to play with and to offer to their subscribers. So I thought, okay, I could really have fun doing this. I could get aroused myself just filming this. So why not put it out there? So right now, what I've been kind of stopping me from really starting doing this was more, okay, will I regret doing this in the next years? Who knows? But also, will I regret not doing this in the next years? Most likely. So why not try it? See how it goes. And yes, show holders will tell me what they feel about my content. Is it what they were expecting? Is it good enough to be paid for? Also, because I don't want to offer shit to people, right? I don't want people to be disappointed. Sometimes while doing my benchmarking, I subscribed to some girls' paid pages, and I thought, oh no, I'm not paying 10 euros next month to see that again, because in my opinion, that was not worth the money. So I don't want to put people their money, steal their money. So I want to make this in a correct way so that everyone is happy and is enjoying their time.
Please. I mean, the fact that you're emailing John Smith, who is one of my favorite contributors and loves to talk about
it's so nice.
Just really shows that you're really doing your homework, and only somebody who really wanted to do well and be successful would roll like that. What have you learned about hosers from listening and from reading?
I've always knew that men like the stockings, so the nylons that stop at the top of the tights, right? The stockings. Never knew about the pantyhose in tights. So first, that was surprising. Why would you like something that is kind of hiding everything? Like my private parts are hidden when I wear tights. So why would you like it? Why would you be interested in knowing what's below when it's hidden? That's more of the visual thing. I was also very surprised learning that they like the glossy one, because here in France, when you go to the shopping mall, they will only sell like the matte one. Women here, they only wear black and nude matte tights. That's it. Sometimes you would see what they call here the satin tights. And they're not really shiny and glossy like I see some other women wearing tights, let's say in Germany, in Spain. They're very glossy, very shiny. These you can't find here in France. I'm talking about the CDRs. Usually these are very glossy and you can find them here. So the glossy part of it was surprising. So I started wearing more of this outside since I've done that. And then also probably the tactile part of it, how they like touching it. Some people in my DMs would just say, oh, I would just love to caress your legs to feel the touch. And I'm thinking, what? Really? Just touch? That's it? And yes, apparently, just the fact of touching, caressing, and also hearing the sound, that's so crazy to me. I posted a few days ago on my Instagram stories, a little story of my legs rubbing each other. So you can hear the nylon sound. And to me, it wasn't anything special. I just thought, oh, that's funny, make that noise, right? I'm going to post it. And people were like, wow, love that song. Please do it again. So that's really funny to me. That's really funny. And also, I think in the comments on your Patreon, men were also saying that they love hearing when they can catch a woman when they cross their legs, they will hear the nylon. And it makes them feel all sort of things. So that's really funny to me how every sensation is kind of triggered for these men when nylons is worn by a woman. Sorry, I must have like literally destroyed the words pantyhose and tights during this episode. So they're going to not love this, but yes.
No, I love that you still don't. You're not cocky and you still think you don't have it going on, because you do. Okay, you really don't get it. But that's just going to keep you striving to be even better, which is cool. Because really, I think you've done so much homework that you really know what the fuck you're doing. You have been studying hosers and pantyhose, because like this is something, like I said, that you do on the side. Would you be willing to send me a picture of your stash? You know how I do pictures of pantyhose stashes? Like,
yes.
You have to send me pictures of your stash. I mean, I'm going to put up some hot pics of you that you could send me for my Patreon, but also send me pics of your stash. The hosers are going to go fucking nuts for it.
No problem. And I keep all the boxes because I just don't understand people who just throw them on there. Shelf and that's it.
Wait. So are they all in the thing? How do you have I can't wait to see your picture.
I have like a little box. No, okay, not a little box, a big box where I put everything and I keep the boxes, like the packages of my tights, everything that I buy. I just keep them because then in the morning, how do I know what I want to wear if I have to look into everything in my box and then I don't know what to wear. So with this, usually in the morning, this is almost like a central part of my outfit. I would start with the tights and then decide what I would wear with it.
Oh, so it's the first thing. That's the first, you build everything around the tights. I love it.
Well, yes, because, if I'm wearing, if I want to wear, let's say, like the very shiny, shimmery tights, I'm not going to wear an extravagant outfit with it. I'm going to wear like a simple form-fitting black dress and some let's say, black ankle boots to go to work or outside. But if I'm wearing, let's say, a more colorful outfit, a colorful dress, I might wear more of the matte, like a very sheer nude tight or nothing too colorful on my legs. But if I'm wearing something very dark and I want to like add a little puff of color, right, or a little fun side on my outfit, I would grab my tights that have patterns on them. So the polka dots, the little hearts, the back seam, some color sometimes during fall time and winter time I like to add. I know some people really don't like it, and I know like the others don't like the colors. That's what I've understood from all my researches. They don't like colors, it seems to be. But I like to add, like, some will know what I'm talking about, like the Wolford Neon 40 tights. They have like a beautiful burgundy color. I think it's named the Chianti. And they also have like a really pretty blue color. So this colorful tights, pattern tights, I would only wear when I'm wearing a very, very simple outfit with it. I don't want to look like a Christmas tree, right? But yes, definitely my outfits are made around the tights I would be wearing during the day.
So you go to that huge box first, and everything is, yes, in the original packaging. So you know exactly is what. And now let's talk like brands and favorites and like sheer to toe, or like what is it that you prefer or not prefer? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. So depends on the time of the year. So for summer time, as I said, very sheer. I don't go for the five denier because first they are very hard to find and I don't really buy them because they're not very resistant. So I usually go for the 10, 15 denier during summer and the tallest one so that I can still wear my sandals. People don't notice I'm wearing anything. So just make my legs look more beautiful. And then for fall time and winter time, this is like the best time of the year for me because I can wear practically anything. So I'm going more for the 20 to 50 denier, and I can go for the patterns, the colors one. And what I prefer are definitely the reinforced toes because I don't want anything happening to them. Since I'm wearing boots, I'm wearing closed shoes. I want to preserve them, right? I want to wear them for a long time. Since I buy everything. The brands, I don't just buy the most expensive one. Here in France, we are very lucky. We have French brands. We have access to Italian brands. So I can get them for a pretty low price, to be honest. I heard you were trying some Le Bourget collant tights that Robert sent you a few months ago. And these here, they have like kind of two lines of tights. They have the less expensive that you can find at grocery stores. So you can get them for 7-10 euros, which is pretty cheap, I think, for the quality that you get. And then you can get like the bigger boxes. I think this is the one you tried, and they are more sophisticated. The box is prettier, looks more luxurious. And you can get them for, let's say, 20 to 25 euros. So here you have a huge diversity of tights that you can buy. So I'm lucky with that. I know that even if I get tights that are 5 euros, I'm going to wear them for a long time and they're going to be good. But of course, I do splurge and buy some Wolfords. Since I've been listening to the podcast, I've also ordered online some CDR, Cecilia de Raphael. I do plan on ordering more brands, but first I want to try what I have because, I mean, I buy so much. I have boxes I haven't opened yet, so I have to restrict myself and not buy every day because there are always some sales.
So you really try everything. You really are a connoisseur. It's not like you have two brands you like. You've tried it all. You like all different price points, all different colors, all different deniers. Like, it's not like you have a favorite.
No.
Yeah, I love that. No, that's the real deal.
All of them. Yes, I mean, some references in a brand sometimes I cannot like, but it doesn't mean that the rest of the brand is doing bad things. So I don't judge a brand just for one product that I didn't like or got around too quickly. That's not their fault. So Yes, I try absolutely everything, and nowadays I'm trying to get brands that cannot be bought here in France. So CDR already ordered, but I want to try other brands. So definitely I'm lucky to live in this era where everything is available online.
Yeah, oh my God, you could be in Robert. Robert from Shapings is always traveling around the world. You should be a model in one of his ads. I mean, he's always, I don't know.
I'm too small.
You don't look small in these pictures. I mean, I see your Instagram. Listen, you're going to have to come on for a part two to get into the whole BDSM thing, because we're already at 51 minutes. We don't have time for that. And this is, I could have talked to you for another hour about pantyhose, and I know
there's
my host
so much
is,
more to say.
Yes, we're going to do a part two with you. So why don't we just spend the rest of the time giving out all your information, where everyone could find you. You're going to send me in pics of your stash. I'm going to put links to everything.
Absolutely.
So give all your shout outs and let people know what's going to go down on your OnlyFans, because it's like kind of like a trial thing. They're all going to get in first.
Yes. Okay. So right now they can find me on link.me/Meliahalda. Here's how you're going to write it. It's MILIARALDA. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Don't worry. You sent me the link. You just sent me the direct link and I'll put it in the description. Yeah.
Yes. So on here, you're going to find my Instagram link and also my OnlyFans page, which you can join as soon as the podcast is released.
Right. You're going to just start this out. What she's really looking for and why she's going to give you guys a really good deal is because you really want to make sure that you're doing this the right way, and you're going to let these posers in, because they're the hardcore people, to come in at a low price and then give you feedback and let you know if this is the stuff that they want. You don't want them to be like you, where you signed up for some of those girls' pages and was like, isn't worth it. You're really like overly critical of yourself, which I love. I think that that's a great trait to have, because it always makes you try harder and be the best that you can be, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're going to be super happy with what you have, but that's really what you're looking for. You're going to lower your price, let people come in at the lowest thing, just so that they could see what you got, so you can make sure that you're on the right track and this is what hosers want.
Yes, I'm going to have for them tons of pictures and little videos, and I'm going to take time to film more of the videos. I want to film some read with me, where I'm just going to read, not out loud, because I don't want to destroy their ears with my French accent. But
you're crazy.
They're going to see me, and they're going to have like 15 minutes of just looking at my legs and feet in nylons if they want to. I want to do these jerk-off instruction videos with fun scenarios. I guess I can use my French accent as an advantage for myself.
Yeah.
I can be like the international exchange student coming in their home for one semester.
Smart. Yeah, smart.
And I've been thinking about a lot of these fun scenarios. So that's something that I really want to do. And if they can enjoy that, well, it can work.
Oh my God. And let's say this, okay, Melanie, let's have hosers, because we're going to do a part two with you, okay? But we're going to, and I'm going to post this like next week, but let's say right now in the comments below, because I'm going to talk to Melanie again, we're going to do a part two. In the comments below, put any questions, any comments, anything you want us to discuss next time, right? To really hone in on what you guys want to either ask Melanie or have her talk about more. Put that in the comments below. Melanie's going to be reading them. I'm going to be copying them so that I know.
Yes.
And I have that for our next call, because Melanie is real. She's a real girl.
I am.
And
I still can't believe you said I was fake.
I really did. That's what I believe. You're too good to be true. And you're better than real. I love, like I said, I love the way you roll. I love the way your brain works. I think you're the real deal, which I love. I love to find people like you and present them to my hosers, because this is what they're looking for and this is what they need, because they're so starved for it, especially the guys in the US. And I just love that you found my Patreon and you roll like I do. Like, you're the real fucking deal. You're not just like doing it for the cash, which I can't stand, because that's like fake bullshit, you know. I don't like that. That's not who I am, and that's not who you are. And I love that we found each other, and you're my favorite girl who wears pantyhose. I fucking love you. I'm so glad. I didn't listen to myself, okay, because I was, I tell you, John Smith kept saying, no, it's a real girl. I really believe it, Kathy. And I'm like, no, she's, let's see. And even today he emailed me, I think she's calling in any day. I'm like, yeah, today, but let's just see if she calls.
I mean, he really believed me because I only sent him pictures of myself yesterday.
Yes.
So I don't know when he said to you that he really thought I was a girl.
No, this is back when you first started commenting and I started asking you in the comments. That's when he started with me, like, Kathy, get this girl on. I'm like, I don't think she's real. He's like, no, and she's commenting back. And then eventually, like I said, today, he told me that you have emailed him. So, but it was even back when you first started commenting and I started going after you and saying, hey, come on the show, is when... we started talking about it. So I'm glad I let it roll and we got to this point. You're the fucking best. I'm going to put a link to everything. Get some of those jerk off things up there and whatever you want to try out for my hosers up now, because I think they're going to love it. They're going to love this episode and we're going to do a part two.
Sure. Let's do this.
Okay. Awesome. Do me a favor. As soon as possible, send me the pics of all your stash and any kind of pics you want me post on my Patreon too. Thank you so much for calling in. Yes. You're the best.
Thank you so much, Getty.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Melanie. Bye.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.